Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work, and luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest, Clint, as the injury report comes out. And Tyler, let me know if I'm missing some that are bigger. But the ones that really jumped out is Texans tight ends. Brevin Jordan with an ankle. He missed practice. He missed practice yesterday as well. So that is not a good sign, missing Wednesday and Thursday practice. And then Farrell Brown was sidelined with a shoulder issue. Those were the two main guys. I know Kurt Heinisch also missed with a foot issue today as well. I think Malik Collins, he was a go today.
Yeah, practice. Malik was limited.
Yeah, he was limited, but that was very similar to last week.
How about them linebackers?
Oh, yeah, Blake Cashman and
Blake Cashman and Camu both moved to full participants today.
So that's big. That's big. So the linebackers get back to full go minus KPL, who went out last week, so they should be good. But the tight ends.
That's it. Brevin Jordan and Farrell. Hell, they've been really as your top two guys.
Yeah.
Those
are the two you went into the season. You at least banked on being there to start the season against Indy. And it looks like there's a chance they could have to go with O.J. Howard and Jordan Akins. It's still early. We'll find out. Both of these guys, again, have been with the organization long enough to know. Hell, I mean, all of Pep's tenure here, so they should know the offense like the back of their hand, and should be able to miss a couple of practices, step in, and still be able to play. So if they can play, great. If not, then I personally feel pretty comfortable. O.J. Howard is moving great. I mean, O.J. Howard, I'll be completely honest, O.J. Howard is making Farrell Brown look average athletically.
We talked about it when they tried to go get the kid from Miami.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Farrell's job can be taken.
Yeah. Yeah, and, look. This
doesn't help.
I didn't want to knee-jerk react to the two touchdowns in the first week for O.J. Howard. But when you just the big eye in the sky don't lie, man, you turn the film on and you know if I think there's something wrong with Farrell Brown.
You said you didn't think he was looking right.
Yeah, he just doesn't. There was a time and hell, he lost weight and got down, so he should be even quicker and more athletic than what I saw two training camps ago. I don't know why. I think that it appears to me that there's some kind of something slowing him down, lower half in terms of being able to run. Because he's not running as well as he has, but I'm gonna tell you, O.J. Howard is moving now. O.J. Howard's got some quick feet. He's athletic. He looks really good in the underneath routes that he's running. So I only say all that to say I feel pretty comfortable with the two guys that they have that are fully healthy. If they indeed need to go that route and that route only, O.J. Howard and Jordan Akins, both of those guys, we've seen a lot of Jordan Akins. Both of those guys can get the job done. Very similar skill sets to the two that they went into the season with, and I'm not overly concerned there.
So, yeah, the tight end group going to be smaller. I think the big thing is they have enjoyed using two tight ends and sometimes three tight ends in the first 2 weeks. They may have to change up with those concepts.
I'd be
if
okay
those
with
guys
that.
Can't play.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. Yeah, you got to get some athletes on the field, some guys that
so
can create
they might
separation.
Bring Dorsett on the field for you.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Get Philip Dorsett out there in the slot. That'd be nice.
We'll see if he's active. On the other side, the Bears, Roquan Smith, I would say arguably their best defender, him and Eddie Jackson in the back half potentially. But I think Roquan Smith is their best defensive player. He didn't practice today, and he did not practice yesterday. That is generally a terrible sign, as we talked about with Brevin Jordan. If you are missing Wednesday and Thursday practices, he is out with a hip issue. This would be the third straight week that the Texans at least are facing a team missing a major defensive piece, if not their best defensive piece, in Justin Simmons. And then, hell, they got to play most of the game without Patrick Surtain against the Broncos. And then for the first week, Shaq Leonard was out. Roquan Smith, want to run the football like the Texans want to, him not being in the middle there, that would be huge for the Texans to go a long way in trying to get their first win of the season.
Absolutely. You want to be a ground-and-pound football team. It's a lot easier to do that with a guy like Roquan Smith not roaming the middle of the defense. So they've been very fortunate in terms of their opponents and their defensive stars either being injured going into the game or leaving at some point during the game. They hadn't been able to capitalize on it yet, obviously sitting at 0-1-1. But, if you're going to play the Bears, you'd rather play them without Roquan Smith in the middle than with. That's for damn sure.
That's true. So we'll keep you updated. We'll see what happens tomorrow as we'll be looking at the injury reports. Big day to see if these guys are able to go.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros are in Baltimore tonight. Verlander gets the ball. He will be without Jose Altuve, but it does not have anything to do with the injury that he took yesterday. Jose Altuve, if you missed it yesterday, he left the game early against the Rays after getting hit in the left elbow. X-rays were taken, and Jose Altuve himself said the X-rays on his left elbow were negative after he got hit by a pitch yesterday. He is fine and could have played today, but it's a scheduled day off anyway. He expects to play Friday against the Orioles. So, everything good with him?
The streak of Astros superstars giving their own injury reports it continues, I think, folks.
Maybe
add Dusty, Jose Altuve.
Maybe Dusty said, "Hell, you all do it."
You got a problem
with me, Yordan? You do it.
Yeah, since I pissed y'all off with the way I wanted to do it, then you do it. Do it yourself.
You think I'm a damn fool? You do it. No, he's out of the lineup. Pena's leading off. Diaz is in and playing second. Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, Mancini playing first base. Vasquez, he is in and catching for the first time for Justin Verlander. That's interesting. And what's our guy's name? What's the other Diaz's name? The DH?
Yadier.
He is in as the designated hitter. Dubon
and center. I don't feel real good about my R rolling at the end of his name.
I know.
By the way, just to be clear, just putting it out there, Yadier.
Personal center fielder Dubon is out there for Verlander. Be interesting to see how long Verlander goes tonight. His last outing, he went five innings, got him in and out. We'll see if they're still being careful with him. Tyler wanted us to pass this along. Astros pitching prospect Forrest Whitley was scratched from his start in AAA with right shoulder discomfort.
Well, there was a time when I had high hopes for Forrest.
Poor guy.
Watched him last week. He was staying between like 92 and 94 on his fastball. So I was there in Sugar Land for him last week. Did all right.
Must not have been real impressed. We didn't talk about it.
No, I wasn't. Looked like a AAA pitcher. Sorry about that, Forrest. We'll see how it goes. Man, he's got to be looking at Hunter
Brown. How'd you pull the Forrest Whitley card and not go when Hunter Brown was dealing?
That's what I was about. I don't know. Hunter was already up here by that time. I just got to be thinking he's got to be looking at Hunter Brown like, damn it, that was supposed to be.
Could have been me.
Damn it, that was supposed to be.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, big one in the AFC North tonight. Who you got? Steelers at Browns tonight. The battle of Jacoby Brissett against Mitch Trubisky, Mike Tomlin against Kevin Stefanski. Who you got tonight? Offensive-minded coach against defensive-minded coach. Matt Canada probably with his coaching life on the line here the next couple of weeks. Who you got tonight?
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns, man. As much as it pains me to say, I want them to lose every game so the Texans get the higher draft pick. But
that is true.
I think when you got that run game, you want to talk about ground and pound, watch that tonight. When you got that kind of run game, that kind of defense, it's powerful. And it's real powerful when the opponent on the other side of the field doesn't have much of an offense. And so I like Cleveland to win this one.
Yeah, I do too, and especially if Pittsburgh doesn't change what they're doing. I mean, Clint, I'll just say this, just real quick. You're the offensive coordinator for the Steelers. How do you use Mitch Trubisky? Probably not the way that you've been using Ben Roethlisberger the last several years, right?
Correct.
Probably different players. Well, that's not what Matt Canada's doing. Same thing. Not a lot of rollouts, not a lot of use of his legs, getting outside of the pocket. They're playing him in a similar fashion. They've played Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. So, I mean, you also hate that for Mitch because he's not actually getting a shot to really show him at his complete best. So we'll see if they made any changes. But so far, he has been relegated to being in the pocket and playing the way they've been playing for years.
Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, look, you, especially with a guy like that, I can somewhat understand when you got a franchise guy that you're planning on, that you're Super Bowl ready, and you're planning on him leading your team to a Super Bowl. I could almost understand why you'd be a little conservative with him and keep him in the pocket and maybe not take the risk throughout the year as much as you will in the playoffs. But this is Mitchell Trubisky, man. You got to let it all hang out offensively. I mean, I got to take care of my quarterback, involved in the equation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's we got to go balls to the wall, and I got to show you that this kid's better than Kenny Pickett, who's sitting waiting in the wings to take the starting job. So yeah, I don't understand why you would ever ask Mitchell Trubisky to win ball games the same way that Ben Roethlisberger did. But
I want that's what I'm gonna watch tonight to see if there is some kind of change with how they're playing.
I think I was gonna say this earlier when we were talking about Pep Hamilton, and I think these are opportunities for really good play callers to really, I mean, just jump on the scene, right? Like I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like it's not. Like a play caller with the talent that is in, Philly. I'll have to get back because you do have a hybrid quarterback that you got to build around. I'm just thinking of the teams that have like just crazy talent at the wide receiver, tight end, and running back position. Like, I mean, it's fairly simple to get the ball in the right guy's hands. When you don't have but one or two dudes, and everybody's dialed in on certain players, and you can still scheme them open and put them in a position to produce, man, you're doing some big things. And so whether we're talking about Matt Canada or we're talking about Pep Hamilton, like, I understand you're shorthanded, but boy, what an opportunity.
Yeah. No, it is. We'll see what they do moving forward with them. But hey, they better perform, because Kenny Pickett, the noise is so loud in Pittsburgh for him to take that job.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Sean, a guy you know very, very well, said today, if the right job comes along, I'm interested in returning to coaching.
There it was. Glory hole.
No.
Come on.
What?
Already. What are we, week three?
Wow, dude.
What are we, week three?
Yeah.
W-O-W.
Didn't take him long, did it?
That's what I did when Clay Aiken came out. What?
Had no idea.
Shut up.
For real?
Come on, I mean, listen. What do you think is the right situation? The right job comes along. Is it just Dallas, or is that the right job?
No, I don't think it's just Dallas. I just don't think it's any coincidence that Dallas. I mean, Mike McCarthy is good as gone, and I mean, and Jerry's out here putting pressure on everybody to make a playoff run and not just get to the playoffs. But
I don't have time to have a bad
impossible,
time.
Impossible
yeah,
thing.
I mean, like, Jerry's real confident that he got somebody out there waiting in the wings, and if this doesn't work out, if this goes down in flames, he's going to bring somebody in this joker. And so I don't think he coaches anywhere other than Dallas. I know he loves it. I know he loved Jerry back in the day. So his little comments about it, to take the right ownership and management, I know he loves these guys. Contrary to popular belief, I know players and coaches, not all of them, but a good chunk of them really, really like being treated the way they treat them in Dallas.
Let me ask you this. I don't even know how old Sean is. Sean ain't that old, is he?
I don't know. 50s.
How long you think Sean wants to do this? got another decade in him.
Yeah, no, oh, definitely. Sean's the guy that's going to die. He's going to die on the sideline.
This wouldn't be a thought?
What?
I'm just saying, I don't know if the Texans would do it, but would this be a thought? Would this be a situation with all the draft picks that the Texans have?
No.
Not at all. Where he can help build this himself. And I don't know if Caserio would. But I'm just Sean Payton. With all the picks here.
Sean's going to want to do things his way.
You want to do things what?
His way. Like Sean's not going to. Sean's not.
And Nick wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
like
Sean, it.
At least Sean, the Nick we know.
I think Sean's not going. I don't mean that in like a bad way for Nick or Sean. Sean needs complete autonomy. He needs his guys.
So Sean's kind of the guy that wink wink, Cal would hire, and then they'd work together to find the general manager, because it would be somebody that I'm looking at the situation, and yeah, years back last year this was not a spot that you would like. Hey, yeah, well, go to.
I'll tell
but
you
with
this.
All these picks and you kind of put it together, he goes. Like, yeah, he'd go to Dallas, and I think he loves Dallas, but, I mean, does he love Dak if he got a chance to pick the quarterback himself? That's why I asked how long he wants
That's what I'm saying, though. I think if Sean – and I don't know if he likes Dak or not, but if Sean didn't like Jack and he took Dak and he took a job, he'd walk in and say, we got to make a change of quarterback.
Jerry would – yeah.
I mean, that's just the way – like, it don't matter what Davis Mills does this year. If Sean Payton came in and was like, hey – I'm going to consider this job, he'd go, hey, well, that's not the quarterback. We're going a different direction, whether Nick liked the guy or not. I don't think it'd be a good fit. Like Jerry, there's an understanding.
You don't think Sean would be a good fit here?
No, I don't think.
I just like.
I'd love it.
I'd like Super Bowl offensive-minded coaches. I'm not saying they wouldn't do it. I don't think they would, bring in three coaches in 3 years, although Sean Payton, to me – I don't think anybody would have an issue with if they tried to make a pursuit of that.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. But when he says if it's the right situation, I'm like, the Texans are a little bit more of an interesting look.
It seems like Nick is very hands-on, not just personnel, from what he wants this team to look like. And I don't know that would jive with Sean.
He'd have to give it up.
Jerry's hands on from his people,
but he has given it up a little bit more with Lovey, though. Like,
has he though?
I think so. It feels like he has at least. All right. Listen, the Texans. There's only about four teams in the league who have given up less points a game than the Texans. Like that in this league, only about four or five teams have. How do you feel about this defense? How should you feel about this defense? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Scalded-ass dogs running to the ball.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Oh, feeling frisky right now.
Why is that? I leave the studio, a little bathroom break, and I come back in and you're feeling frisky. What the hell's going on?
Me and Tyler really had a good conversation.
Almost 5:30.
About this Sean Payton thing. About this Sean Payton. And we were sitting there saying, who would be more apt to give up their, control of decision-making, Jerry Jones or Nick Caserio, to Sean Payton? Because both of them are control
things. But it's a different. Like Jerry's not telling you what quarterback to play. Jerry's not telling you what kind of scheme to run. Jerry's not, contrary to popular belief.
You think Nick is?
I think Nick heavily influences.
I think he did last year. I don't know if he did this year.
No, I think it's just not as obvious this year because the head coach is not clueless. I think Lovey fits a lot of what he wants to do. Like all of the ball control, don't turn it over. Like a lot of what Lovey preaches, I think is very close to what Bill Belichick preached and how Bill Belichick
just did it completely different. Like 3-4 to 4-3 and all.
I'm just talking in terms of
philosophy.
Just his approach to the game and the way that he coaches, I think is a lot more closely related to what Caserio wants. And
you don't
so
think we, Nick is a come out of the second half in the Super Bowl onside, kick that sucker?
No.
And let's have a blast.
No chance. No chance whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, like
it is. It is different.
Like I think Nick is A-okay with punting that football on third or fourth and five. I think Nick is A-okay with Rex Burkhead playing the bulk of those snaps. I think he would literally sit here across the table from us and go, "Yeah, that was the right thing to do." It didn't work out for us. But that was the right thing to do. I think Nick ultimately is that play the percentages. You get a lead, play to not make mistakes. Ultimately, play not to lose, and you'll end up winning. I think Nick is a lot of that, and Sean is a play like your hair's on fire.
I think Nick, he wants all piece of the draft. You think Jerry gives up some of that to
it
Sean?
It isn't on my schedule.
Some of the draft stuff, because Jerry loves that draft stuff too.
Yeah, I wonder.
Would he allow him to pick the groceries as Bill Parcells
once
said?
I know Will McClay and Stephen Jones are also involved in that, and those guys got a lot to say. And I think the Cowboys have drafted well.
I was going to say, that would be a major difference to me with Nick and their brand.
I know that Sean Payton and Jerry and Sean Payton and Will McClay, I mean, they are all peas in a pod. I mean, they're all right there.
The reason why we're speaking of this, and we're not going to stay on it, is just Sean Payton said, yeah, if the right job comes available, yeah, I'd be willing to coach next year. And I'm just wondering where the Texans fit as in right job available. Last year, if you'd have said that, I wouldn't even have said nothing to this. But the Texans aren't not in shambles anymore, and they have a ton of draft capital And if you want to be a part of trying to kind of build this thing from scratch, like that, if that is appealing to you, that is something that Chief, the Texans have. Or would you say, I want to be stuck with a Dak? Because he, like you said, he could walk in and he's not a Dak fan. Well, I don't think he can get rid of Dak with that contract.
I'm not saying he's going to walk in and be a tyrant. I mean, I just mean that if he doesn't believe Dak is the guy when the timing's right, they're going to get rid of Dak.
Okay,
Jerry's not going to say, nope, that's my guy. You're going to win with him. Like, he's not going to do that.
No, but he might. Yeah, but he might have to roll with him for 2-3 years.
Well, yeah, that's out of his control. Yeah. That has nothing to do with Jerry. That has nothing to do with Jerry forcing it on him. It just is what it is. It just seems to me the way that Nick wants, we've talked about this before. I think Nick Caserio won for 20 years in New England. Not that he was there all 20, but he won in an organization where the quarterback play looked a certain way. I think he's very comfortable with that. And that is not just a 6'4" white guy. I mean, that is pocket passer, making the right decision 99.9% of the time, not extending plays all the time, and not as a team and as an organization, not putting your stock into a guy that just is playing off the cuff and you never know where he's going to be or how he's going to win. I think Nick has a lot to do with Davis Mills, the type of quarterback Davis Mills is, the commitment to Davis Mills, and I think that's the style of quarterback he wants here.
Yeah. Well, right now his head coach is Lovey. And the thing that they have done well is, I think, put together this defense in a pretty good position. It is clearly the strength of their team, and they're giving up 18 points a game, which, man, only six or seven teams allow fewer points a game than the Texans. And you know what? I was a little iffy. I'm going to say it with my chest, right? I feel good about this defense. I think this is a defense that maybe in about 10 weeks can be a playoff-level defense. I think they're going to get
playoff-level.
Yes, you know, playoffs. Seven seed. No, I do. Because they do things really well right now. And I know it's two games, but I'm not going to just say, like, this is just all luck. I think they are making some of they're really good in the red zone. All right, there have been some drops there, but they are still good in the red zone. I don't care how you shake it. Two teams like that, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, and the running games that those teams have, they're good in the red zone. They're good on third down, 3 of 12 with Russell Wilson in that running game for Denver, and 6 of 15 in five quarters, basically, against the Colts on third down. And they're keeping teams at 18 points a game, and they're turning the ball over every game thus far. They've got a bunch of young players also that you feel like are going. Stingley in 10 weeks is going to be a different player. Petrie, who lives with his parents in 10 weeks, is going to be a different player. Roy Lopez is getting better. He does.
Why you got to mention that about Petrie?
I don't understand. I heard Jalen on Within the Loop. If you missed it, go check it out. And he explained it, said his mom is still doing 75% of the laundry. I don't get it, JP. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry, man. You in a different life. I understand. Hell, I've been cheap saving money. But, man, you can get you a hell. You can come out to Sugar Land and get an apartment. Damn, I mean, come on now. You can get somewhere by the facility. Anyway, before we go off, as Clint was saying, into the weeds here.
My biggest problem with Jalen living at home.
My
biggest problem is you got to go and let mom get 100%.
Of that laundry?
That laundry. Yeah, I mean, you're going to live at home. You can't decide you want to do 25% of your own. Like, nah, she's getting draws and all.
I understand that, dog.
I mean,
I'm
she's 100%.
I'm sorry, man. Listen, I ain't going to put your numbers out there in the street. I've seen him. I've seen what you signed and signing bonus. I got an understanding of what you're taking every Tuesday. I understand saving money, but damn, I'm nobody telling you to go get a penthouse suite. I've got to come out of. You done gone 4 years in Waco, just living and chilling, and y'all coming back. I mean, it's a story. I can't get down with it. I don't understand that. But I think they got young players, Grenard and everybody that are going to get better. Yeah, I think they can they can, they're pretty good right now. I think in 10 weeks, this could be a playoff, low end, playoff level type defense. I like what they're doing. I'm gonna see. I almost let you and Seth get me, but no.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it's a little premature. I think there's, you know, the same team that they played in week one that they just let roll up 20 points in the second half got shut out by Jacksonville last week. And Denver, we're comparing their offensive-minded head coach to David Culley, for crying out loud. So, I just don't want to put a bunch of stock into what I've seen to this point. It's been good. I do agree with you. I think they are significantly better. I really like the secondary. I mean, Nelson has turned into a lot better player than what I thought they would find out there as a two-corner. I love Petrie. I loved King, obviously. And they can pass rush. They can rush the passer. I don't have any faith they're going to be able to stop the run. I've seen nothing over the first 2 weeks that puts me in a place that they're going to be able to stop the run. And, I mean, I've been happy with their run defense the first 2 weeks. I don't care what the numbers say. I've been happy with the opportunity they
you don't
gave
think they can stop it like they've been doing enough. I mean, these are two really good run teams they've played.
I think a good offensive football team that's ready to rock and roll is going to give them fits.
713-572-4610. You can text in your thoughts. This defense, how do you feel about this defense? Me, I feel really, really good about this defense, and I feel like they are going to grow and get even better in about 10 weeks. Your thoughts on that? We'll discuss some of that coming up as well. Hey, come hang out with us tomorrow. We're at Tarasco's in Memorial City. It's Miller Lite Football Friday from 2 to 6. Hang out with us. Great food, great drinks as we get you ready for the college football and the Texans as they go to Chicago to face the Bears. It is Miller Lite Football Friday, Memorial City, Tarasco's. Come hang out with us and enjoy yourself. Like I said, we'll get your thoughts about this defense coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, I want to come to the people. Your thoughts. How do you feel about this Texans defense after 2 weeks? I said, man, I think they are a good defense, what they've shown right now. They do good things in terms of they're really good in the red zone for what they've done the first 2 weeks. They hold opponents under 18 points a game, or at 18 points a game. They're good on third downs, and they're turning the ball over in their first two games, making plays that way. I think they're a good defense, and I think they will continue to improve. And I said, my words, a playoff-level defense.
Playoffs?
In the second half of the season. And I want to hear from the people. Clint, you disagreed a little bit. Just said not going to put a lot of stock. Yeah, in what you've
seen I just think it's too early. I agree with you. I think the arrow is trending up for this defense. I think all of your points that you made about the secondary and about some of the good things they have going, the young guys they have on this team, I agree wholeheartedly. I just am not ready to say that what I've seen is where they're at. I mean, you look at week one coming out of training camp, I think you get a whole different product on both sides of the football, to be fair, but you get a different product than you're going to see, you know, week four and beyond. And week two, we've talked about it. I don't know that the opponents that they faced are who we thought they were, big picture. And so I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit, and jury's still out for me.
Yeah, above average defense, someone texted in, from the text line, also saying defense will only get stronger if the offense can sustain drives and the rest and let the defense rest.
That is an unbelievably fair point. It's like on the flip side of my doubt is, well, if you get an offense that can get off the field – or that can, when they get off the field, can allow them some time to rest and not go three and out in crunch time, maybe they stop the run a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think that is fair as well, no question.
Also tweeted to me, don't forget about what Christian Harris can bring in the second half. We'll see. We'll see what he is. I was excited about seeing him. He is a rookie that's never played in the NFL, but he does add that speed element that they've raved about whenever he does come back, which just adds more to their team. So we'll see, man. I like where they're going. Art man Seth said credible defense. I think they're a little bit better than that, man. And you good on third downs, you holding people down, you good in the red zone. That's all you ask from them. All right. By the way, also here from the text line, we kind of got in there about Jalen Petrie. I'm sorry, I don't understand it. Jalen Petrie living at home with his parents. I understand he got drafted here, and that's an option. As someone says, he can do whatever he wants. Petrie loves his mother. It's all about his mom's cooking show. Listen, Jalen can still eat his mother's cooking. That don't mean that Jalen got to live with
his mother.
I
still get cooking from my mom.
You don't live with her ass, do you?
Nope.
No.
I don't think Megan'd be too cool with that.
I'm just saying, I ain't got no problem, man, living with moms. I mean, I just think you need to let her do 100% of the laundry.
Oh, so yeah.
Go on, give her the other 25%.
I don't got a problem. I don't understand it. I mean, when I've had to live at home, it's because I had to, Jack. my man got, I'll be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm surprised Pops is just cool with it.
Why is that?
Oh, hell, man. Let Trey be a professional athlete and sign a signing bonus for damn near $1 million and have that consistent check rolling through here every single Tuesday the way he's getting it paid.
Another meal.
Who's approaching $2 million for the contract.
Woo! Love that money.
And he living up in the house? No, Jack. Hey.
Hold on, so.
If you have some concerns about your money, we're going to get somebody to help you kind of run your finances. But you're going to have your own spot. Like, I'm walking around
you
here.
You ain't going to let a little man stay at the
boy. Not in this situation.
Man, Courtney tell you.
I don't think she
jumping
would.
The deepest man-made lake in Texas with cinder blocks
on
your feet.
Nah, man, you got to get up out. No. Nope. Four years of college.
Courtney would.
4 years of college. 22, 23 years old? Nah, man, you got to get up on out. You got to get up on out of here, man. Give it to him, man. I'm about is his mama's cooking. Yeah, right. His mama's cooking. Yeah. Right. Laundry and his mama's cooking ain't getting me to be staying at home when I don't have to. That is just not occurring. And any of you out there who are co-signing this, like Larry, I saw Larry co-sign this. Larry, you wouldn't be caught dead in that situation.
Hold on, so.
Larry and Stafford, just because he's from Stafford. Larry wouldn't be caught dead in that situation.
Them churros or whatever that stuff they eat down there.
I'll be honest. If that was Davis Mills.
Larry
if that was Davis Mills, Larry would be butchering him.
Oh, my God. See? That I can hear him right now. With Larry. See?
That's why he ain't worth a damn.
That's why we ain't got no quarterback now. See? That's the kind of leadership we dealing with. We got Davis Mills going home and going in the refrigerator and trying to find him some ramen noodles and some potato salad with the raisins in it and Natty Light and whatever it is he drink. And that's why he don't perform on the field, because he still want to stay at home and suck on mama's.
Whoa,
go in there and stopping himself. And stopping himself if that was Davis Mills. I wouldn't be about that.
Oh, if that was Davis. Larry Terry Minutel.
Oh, my God. See, that's why we ain't going nowhere. You see Patrick Mahomes living with his mama? Go through the list.
Did he?
No, I don't think he lived with Randy.
Oh, thank you. That is awesome.
His mama's name's Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
I got a good friend of mine's Randy with an I.
Randy with an I.
One of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, hush, show. It's okay. The man stay at home. He's not staying there forever.
It's what they always say in the beginning.
I hope not.
I'll say that. Oh, I'm just going to move in with the parents for a little bit.
Yeah, man. I just signed for $900,000, man. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna stay at the crib for a little bit. Nah, I'm good.
Gotta get you a spot in town, man.
I'm good, man. I'm good. All right. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access Hall of Famer John McClain, who'll be with us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, joins Vandermeer and John Harris, so stay tuned for that. All right, Pep Hamilton, he spoke to the media today. This is what he said when he was asked, "Hey, how would you evaluate your play calling this year?" This was offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton.
Obviously, it's not good enough because we hadn't been able to score enough points. And so we're looking at, you know, all the above. You know, you always go back and you self-evaluate. That's what we all do. And, you know, there are some situations where, of course, I would like to have the opportunity to call a different call. But nevertheless, I think we're a few plays away from having the opportunity to feel different after two games.
All right. Listen, we've had a lot of conversations, and many folks all around here on Sports Radio 610 and in the media have had conversations about the struggles of Davis Mills. That's what it was about a lot. But we have not talked a lot about Pep Hamilton. And, Clint, I think that's a conversation that needs to be had. If you are scoring 14.5 points a game and you're the offensive coordinator, well, hey, man, we got to look at you too. And I don't give a rip who the quarterback is. I don't care if Wayne Corbett is playing quarterback for you. You scoring 14 points a game through two games, we got to look at the coordinator. So the thought is, how much of this is it? How much of this is it? And I think the real question I want you to jump into on this, Clint, because I've seen this, is how much should we blame the talent that he has in terms of the ability of seeing more creativity with what he's doing with the offense? How much should we blame that, all right, Pep just doesn't have enough talent to be creative, to see, as you would say, cutting-edge things because of his talent?
Well, your talent shouldn't impact your creativity your cutting edge. And look, there's no doubt there is a talent deficit here in Houston, relatively speaking. But if you look at what this offense has done to this point, I don't think talent's the problem. I don't think talent's the problem at this point in time. Not in these two games. I think it will be long term. And I think if we're talking playoffs and Super Bowl contender, then obviously there's talent's a problem. But in terms of what we've seen so far in Houston, I don't look at this and go, well, man, they're just not talented enough. They just ain't got the dudes, right? I mean, you were 10 yards away from winning the first game, and you had a chance late in the ball game, multiple chances throughout the ball game, to either take the lead or tie the ball game versus the Denver Broncos. So, I don't think talent is right now what you can hang your hat on with this particular offense.
Yeah, I still my belief is, or even if you don't have the greatest talent, that shouldn't say, all right, well, I'm not going to try to do this to get the best I have the ball. I'm not going to try these concepts. Like, I can understand, yeah, maybe I can't have 7-step drops if I've got a really, really bad offensive line and tackles that can't hold up.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't get creative in screens or creative in the run game or creative in different things that you do. Listen, Kyle Shanahan with the Niners, they've not always had top-tier talent like offensive talent on their team. But they're like, they got sixth and seventh round running backs. They just find different ways and creative ways to do things. So I don't necessarily like that excuse of, man, he just ain't got much to work with. Yeah, he doesn't. But we're also seeing the decision of check down Rex or, hey, Rex on a fade. Like, that's not, even though you ain't got a lot to work with, you still got to be able to show something and do something to put your players in the best place.
Yeah, look, I agree wholeheartedly. I think that there's – Pep can be more creative with how he gets Dameon Pierce touches.
Yep.
Pep can be more creative with how he gets Cooks touches. And I think when you coordinate those two, I think each would benefit from it. And I think when you look at the quarterback decision-making in particular, not the accuracy issues, but the decision-making, there's times in these ball games where we're throwing fades to Rex and there's somebody open underneath, or we're working the left side of the field and throwing a hitch to Rex and there's somebody open on the other side. There's a combination route where you should be working that direction simply because of who's over there, and you're throwing an immediate hitch to Rex on the opposite side of the field. So there's some there, too, that I question what Pep's, you know, how Pep's developing and mentally developing and coaching up Davis Mills. But small sample size, man, a lot of football left. We'll see what that looks like long term.
All right, we're out tomorrow at Churrasco's in Memorial City for Miller Lite Football Friday, 2 to 6. Come join us, come hang out with us as we get you ready for the Bears and the Texans and the rest of the weekend. Great job today, Clint. Great job as well, Tyler. I'm Ron, the show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
My little girl's hitting these milestones, man. Crawling.
How long do you think before she's riding a bike?
Her thing may not be a bike. Maybe she's into scooters. Just never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.